This is Beyond Basketball, where we go behind the scenes of Calgary's newest sports team, the Calgary Surge. I'm Yashina Sharma, and I will be joined by my co-host Daria Orth, and in the second interview, Jasmine Majoros. Episode Managing Events and Seeking Inclusivity. We will be taking a look at Rob Kerr, the community advisor for the Calgary Surge. Rob Kerr will provide insights in regards to taking a closer look into the sports community and the Surge. Jasmine will be interviewing Richard Running Rabbit, taking a closer look at the collaborations between the Surge and the Reserves. Bringing people together means building a team. To many individuals, basketball is just another sport to play and watch. One must throw a ball through the hoop and try to win against the other team. However, taking a look behind the scenes can provide some insight as to what the team sport is really about. The ability to recognize the land where we play and how it is represented is fundamental to leadership and creating ties with the surrounding communities. Rob Kerr understands the importance of how playing together can build connections among each other. As a community advisor for the Calgary Surge, Rob's mission is to create a welcoming environment to introduce the team to Calgary and build community ties. And now Daria is going to talk to Rob Kerr on the MRU basketball court.
For the Calgary Surge, I'm a consultant, so one of my clients is the Calgary Surge of the Canadian Elite Basketball League. So I was brought on as their community advisor. So I've been helping them through the startup of the franchise and now into year number two, build out their community programs and create partnerships and relationships within the community that reflect the values and what the Surge bring to Calgary.
Perfect, thank you so much. And you've also been the host for the podcast Just a Game. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we just recently shut it down about a week ago or so. I started it in February. I spent a ton of time, 25 plus years in traditional media, radio and television, and did a lot of sports talk radio, but got out of it in 2018 because it was changing. So this was an opportunity for me to go back and do more long-form conversation, more issue-based conversation. I just didn't catch an audience. I think nowadays it's a different audience. It's looking for, something other than what we were doing, and no harm, no foul. So, you know, went, tried it, and who knows, maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Perfect. In your work, you also have the CTRLF pillars. What are these?
So control F is kind of what I base my my teaching and my work with youth in sports. I'm running a project, a pilot project this fall and winter with Hockey Calgary and Calgary Minor Soccer Association on. It's called the 10-20-30 Project. So it's an intentional leadership program for young adults 11 to 16, just to let them know that they are the future, that, you know, they have a responsibility to give back to the game through coaching and refereeing and volunteering on boards. So Control F is something that I designed over time, working with kids. So it stands for compete, teamwork, respect, leadership, and fun. And those are the five pillars that I think have to be part of youth sports. I think those are the things that really are the skills that you come away with. The ability to shoot a puck, the ability to throw a basketball, football, or shoot a basketball, that's all fine and well, but if you can compete and if you have teamwork and respect and leadership in your pocket and you know how to have a little fun, that's going to make you really good in life too. So that's kind of my mantra and my life's work.
Perfect. Amazing. And why are they really important when we're thinking about building community?
Well, when you're building a community, you need people to take responsibility. You need people to stand up and lead. And I think if anything is in the last couple of years, particularly in the pandemic, I would say in the commercial world, but in many cases, the political world, even in sport, we really came to the realization that we have a lot of managers and not leaders. And there's a big difference. Managers, they meet bottom lines. They do what's necessary to get us from point A to point B. But leaders are the ones that make the difficult decisions, that make the non-popular decisions, but the decisions that really make change. And I believe that leadership is something that we really have to foster and grow. I have spent the last two decades working with youth in Calgary, particularly in hockey, but in other sports as well, around the idea of leadership and why it's so important. And when you talk about building a community, I think you have to have dreamers. I think you have to have people who roll up their sleeves. I think you have to have people who take care of governance. And I think you have to have, you know, overseers and all those sort of things. But the one thing that we don't seem to turn out enough of is people who are willing to stand up and lead. And as a result, we get ourselves into trouble that, you know, we don't want to get ourselves involved in political ideas, or we don't want to volunteer. These are all the bedrock, I should say, of what a democracy is. It's about the people, for the people, by the people. And people have to be engaged. So to me, leadership's the one skill that we spend so much time on skill development in youth sports, but it's the wrong things. It's not the skills that are going to carry the kids into their adult life and make them better, more productive community members.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And what is a day in your job like during the regular season, with the surge maybe especially?
Yeah, so for me, a lot of my work is done before games and kind of out of the spotlight, working with different community groups, working on different initiatives. So it's really about helping and assisting our staff, because we just don't have a big staff, and helping and assisting them with capacity in terms of what we take on, how we engage with the community, who we engage with in the community. And then on a game day, it's more of an extra set of hands, extra set of eyes out there. My experience base being such that, you know, that I can fill in a lot of spaces where needed, and I do, but it's mostly to interact with the public and to take a temperature of the fan base and engage with the people that have questions on how they can be part of our family. So it's, you know, it's behind the scenes work most of the time, but when game days roll around, I'm very front and center and make sure that people know I'm there. I do have a bit of a profile in the community, and I choose to use that to assist the surge. So if somebody sees me, they can certainly come up and talk to me, and I think that's been a benefit for both the club, and I really enjoy it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And who are some of the key groups and communities the Surge have been reaching out to and working with?
First and foremost is we want to make inroads into the community and the places that we feel in Calgary that have not necessarily been served by other pro sports teams. We spend a lot of time in the Genesis Center, a lot of time in the Northeast. We have a very strong following up there. We're very engaged with that community. They're very engaged with us. We spend a lot of time working with Kids Sport and the Flame Sports Bank, because we want to make sure that every child has the opportunity to play basketball and to be part of the sport. We work directly with kids up front. They're our broker when it comes to getting kids who couldn't normally afford to come to the games to the games. They have a great network. And again, it's back to capacity. We don't have the sheer volume of people that we can chase down and coordinate getting groups out to games, but kids up front can. So we have a great relationship with them. The Center for Newcomers, we've done some work with. Meals on Wheels is another group we worked with. Just finding people of like mind in the community to kind of help grow. One of the things that our ownership has certainly established is that we view our sport as being the intersection of sport, art, and culture. So we do a lot of things that other sports teams don't do when it comes to art, for instance. So we worked with 10 different local artists this year to create a special pair of shoes, sneakers for each game. And we're going to use that to help fund our Net Gains program, which will assist kids in playing basketball.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And from your experience working in the community and sport in Calgary for more than 20 years, what is the Surge bringing to the city beyond their basketball games?
I think we bring a place for everybody to feel belonging. That if you come to our games, our crowds are very diverse. They're very representative of Calgary. They span a lot of different socio and economic graphics. You know, it's just really cool to see all of this looking back at you that represents our city. So from that standpoint, we try to reflect back to Calgary what Calgary and who Calgary is. The sport of basketball has a rich history and tradition in our province, particularly in southern Alberta, although our friends in northern Alberta would say there too. Professional basketball has never really had a foothold. And there's been fly-by-night operations. There was the Calgary 88s that, you know, had some a modicum of success for a while there. But really, this is a long-term play to establish the sport in the community as, you know, a fundamental, you know, we're a hockey city. We've got lots of hockey teams. We have, you know, a very prominent football team. We have a very prominent soccer team. I think to properly represent the who and what of Calgary, I think we have to have basketball too. It's a growing sport in our country. As an international power, we continue to grow. You know, our challenge always is going to be to represent both genders, and we're looking at different ways we can do that. But we embrace the opportunity to try and be that vanguard for bringing and establishing an elite level of basketball in Calgary.
That's amazing. Thank you. And what are the next steps for the Surge in building community and hosting events going forward?
Well, we cannot rest. We need to continue to seek out opportunities and seek out groups that we can work with. We need to look at unique ways of differentiating ourselves in the marketplace. Look, we have our players in market for less than 4 months. So we, you know, we're not like some of the other teams. Our players come in the summer and they go in the summer. So we have some unique challenges in trying to keep our footprint and our logo alive in the non-parts of our season. But that's when we can get out there and we can help the community. That's where we can have our coaching staffs go out and do community projects. That's where we can partner with other people in the community to continue to grow and prove to Calgarians that we're not going anywhere. I think that was the neat part about year one is I think people were quite honestly very surprised with how good the product was, but how exciting it was, and it built and it built and it built, and everybody just felt really good about it. But that was 1 year, and we need to establish that as the way it's going to be when you come watch a Surge game, that you're going to have fun, that you're going to feel like you're amongst friends, that it's part of who and what is Calgary. So we have to keep working. We got to work harder this year than we worked last year, and we're going to have to work harder next year than we worked this year.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I think that was all the questions I had for you. Was there anything I missed or anything you'd like to add?
You know, sport has a really interesting role to play in social development and cultural development and community building, quite honestly. And I think if you look at the rich history of sport, it tends to be on the front lines of social change, social justice issues. It's not always clean, it's not always fun, it sometimes doesn't go the way, but tends to be the place that everybody can come together and we move forward as a society. And we have a role to play in truth and reconciliation with, you know, First Nations. We're blessed to, you know, to play on the territories of the Treaty 7 Nations, historical territories of the Blackfoot people, and, you know, Métis Nation 3. And we don't take that for granted. And a sport like basketball, which has universal appeal and global appeal, can really play a role in being a welcoming force. So it's a responsibility that we don't take lightly, and I can tell you from ownership down, it's really important for us that we be role models within the community, not just while we're playing, but all year round. And you know, community building isn't a phrase, it's what we do.
That's really awesome. Well, thank you so much for agreeing to meet with me, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, this was great.
That was Daria Orth talking to Rob Kerr, the community advisor for the Calgary Surge, highlighting the importance of inclusivity within basketball. And you're listening to Surge in the City, Beyond Basketball. Now Jasmine Majoros will be talking to Richard Running Rabbit, who is the team lead at the Siksika Recreation. He's worked with the Calgary Hitmen, most recently the Calgary Stampeders, in helping to indigenize their logos and jerseys. We will be talking about how important it is for Siksika to build relationships with other communities outside the reserve, especially with sports. When Surge reached out to Richard to collaborate, he suggested that they unveil their mascot at the Sportsplex in Siksika. The mascot comes out to powwow music and danced as the way of representing a new relationship between the Surge and Siksika. Also, as part of Truth and Reconciliation, Richard is passionate about building these relationships around understanding one another and engaging in both cultures. He believes that without the understanding, there will be no true benefit to anyone.
Dove Research is a startup franchise, first inaugural year this past year, and we just happened to be working with Rob Kerr, who was working with the Hitmen, and then moved over as a consultant basis with Surge. And so we had some familiar friends in there that were working with them. And one of the things that we did, and this is initiated by Jason Ribeiro from the Calgary Surge, and he wanted to represent the communities, not just like underrepresented communities, so Indigenous communities, the gay community, all different communities. There's a Northeast community, but he wanted to try and create that identity with the Calgary Surge. And so he reached out to us. And I think the reason why they reached out to us is because we had a history of having good relationships within the sports industry. So we established ourselves as good partners. And he recognized that, and that's what we did. We invited him out, actually, and we just brought back the Blackfoot Invitational this past year after about almost 20 years hiatus. And that was one of the things we were telling Jason. I said, why don't you bring out your unveiling of your mascot? Mm-hmm. And they actually unveiled the mascot here at the Blackfoot Invitational. Anyway, so we're saying, why don't, because they never unveiled the mascot. It was kind of like a big deal. I said, why don't you do it here in 6th grade? Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we were like, you know what would be cool? What if he came out and they started, like, we sang some powwow songs, and then he started dancing? Because, this is Six of God. This is Blackfoot territory, And so with that, we had one of our SN7 guys get into the mascot. It was Skyler, Running Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
And then he never missed a beat. But he came out, and then, they were unveiling. Jason Ribeiro was there. So prior to that, Tyler had invited him over to the health center, and they had a ceremony. It was kind of like a surprise thing where they painted his face, and they actually gave him a name, and I think he was a boy from across the ocean. I think something along those lines was his name.
Yeah.
That was given to him by Thumb and Leather. And then he came here, painted face and all, and it was our opening ceremonies. We already had the tournament going, but we had timed it so that midday, people would be there, kicking it off, and we're honoring a lot of people, and we wanted to announce this partnership that we have with the Calgary Surge, and that's when we announced the mascot and came out and started dancing. And so from there, we started meeting with the Surge, Rob Kerr and his team, and they wanted to have representation at the games. Like, they wanted to have a display, something that when they walk in, the fans can look at, and they can do an educational display about Blackfoot territory, or about what we created was one about Deerfoot, because they wanted to, and the Truth and Reconciliation, what do they call those, call-outs, or, when they say, there's a section 80 or 805, I forget the name, but it's just telling untold stories of sports. And that's the one that they had identified that they wanted to do. And so we said, okay, well, one of the biggest sports figures from here is Deerfoot. Let's tell a story. A lot of people travel that Deerfoot Trail. They don't even know who Deerfoot is, right?
Yeah.
We created that display for the Surge. And then on top of that, of course, we're thinking, when are we going to indigenize those logo, your jerseys and everything? So it didn't happen the first year. But Jason indicated, he said, next year, we're going to do it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, as a startup franchise, you know, like they're just getting going, getting their feet underneath them, and they did a good job, like it's on the court as well. Like they made it to the playoffs, you know, yeah. And all that. So I was fortunate to go to some of those games, and they had an Indigenous night. At the Indigenous night, what me and my partner did, Craig Burstrider, we were able to get Marjan Beauchamp. Marjan is a NBA player selected in the first round. He's native. Mm-hmm. He's half black, half native, plays with the Milwaukee Bucks. And he did a shout out. We got him to record a shout out from his hotel room to the Calgary Surge. Mm-hmm. You know, and they played it at the game.
Oh, wow.
You know, mm-hmm. And we also created more an event around that. We had some dancers and whatnot. So it's cool. It's just an ongoing, evolving relationship that we have.
And that's like with everybody that you mentioned, right?
We're pretty well getting into everything.
Yeah, that's good, though. I mean, a lot of what you're telling me, I never knew, like, right. Especially when you said the unveiling here.
Right.
Here, I thought you meant like he took off his...
Because
in one of the groups, they wanted to interview the mascot, but their mascot, the person who does it for them, is wants to remain anonymous, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't, so that's why I was a little shocked.
Well, I just unveiled the first mascot guy.
Yeah. Okay, so then what kind of goals do you wish to accomplish building this relationship with Surge? If you can kind of elaborate on that.
Right. I think we want to create something that is mutually beneficial, that represents our people well. That's always kind of our, at least that's my thought, is that I want to be able to leave a legacy for Siksikat to follow, to continue to, you know, reach for.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for us as Siksikat Nation members to strive to be better and create, you know, break down these barriers and create these partnerships. One of the key, initiatives and the theme through all of this is partnerships, is creating those partnerships. And how do those partnerships look? How do they benefit us? What can we offer to them? And with that, it creates other connections, it creates other partnerships, it opens the door for a lot of other partnerships. So for us in the Calgary Surge, you know, just like them, they're just starting out, and there's a lot of high aspirations as to where they want to move forward. And so we want to be there with them to support them and to help break down these racial barriers and create, stronger community, basketball community. You know, basketball is one of my favorite sports, right? I grew up playing basketball, so that's close to my heart. And, we just want to be able to offer that understanding, too. So those are the type of things, like when they're genuine and when you really want to do work together, you can do a lot of good things. And I think our people, like, you know, whether you're Stoney or Tsutina, Blackfoot, you know, we have a lot to offer. We just haven't been tapped on the shoulder, say, hey, you want to work with us, you know? Yeah. And there's a lot there. And, you know, if we're willing to make that, take those steps, we can offer a lot to, because there's a lot of people that don't know. We think they know, but they don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once we start sharing our history, there's understanding that's created, right? And that was one of the biggest things too. It's like, and that those are meaningful. They're not just like, you know, yeah, we did this and move on.
Yeah.
It's like, these are meaningful. Like, these guys are our friends, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then with that said, what's one thing you hope Surge kind of gets out of all of this, besides like understanding Indigenous culture and...
Yeah, I think with the Calgary Surge, I think, you know, one of their goals was to create community.
Mm-hmm.
with and get representation from everyone. And I think having that understanding and respect, you know, I think it's there already.
Mm-hmm.
And then how it comes about, like how do you process that information and deliver it so it's impactful for the community, you know? Those are things we're going to work on together.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and profess to know all the answers,
mm-hmm.
but I think if we work together on these things, there's a path that's kind of there for us. And that's why I say these ceremonies are so important, is that if you start it off in a good way and you bless your path, you're going to go into directions that, you know, maybe you never even planned to go, that are going to be positive, right? So that's why it's important. I think we just want to continue to have a really good relationship with them, and however we can to make that happen. And we're just excited to share our culture, of course, and our ways. And we feel like we bring a lot to the table. We have a poster out here that has all the native NBA players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we want our young people to strive for. Like, we know the chances of them playing basketball at the NBA level is small to none. But we want them to have the courage to step up to try and achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Try, you know, show up and go for it.
That was Jasmine Majoros talking to Richard Running Rabbit about building relationships with the reserves and the sports community. And that's it for this episode of Surge in the City. Thanks for listening. I'm Ishina Sharma, and special thanks to Daria Orth and Jasmine Majoros for producing this episode. This series is a collaboration between the Calgary Surge and the Community Podcast Initiative based out of Mount Royal University. It was produced on Treaty 7 territory, and we recognize the stewards and the storytellers of these lands, the Niitsitapi, Iyahe Nakoda, Sutna, and the Métis peoples. We are grateful to create, learn, and play here, and as storytellers ourselves, we are committed to listening to their expertise and continuing to learn as we work towards reconciliation. Follow The Surge and their new season at calgarysurge.ca and The Calgary Surge on social media. Learn more about the Community Podcast Initiative at thepodcaststudio.ca and at communitypodyyc. Be sure to subscribe for the latest episodes and find out where in the city The Surge will be next.